Hi, this is Daniel Garb with Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. When you hear the word kabuki, you're probably familiar with what it looks like, perhaps the costumes and makeup, or its movements. You might think it's complex, performative, or inscrutable, but it's actually a living and breathing performing art form, a medium still practiced and still popular. But unless you've been to Japan, you've probably never seen a performance of a kabuki play. Well, here's your chance. Cinema Kabuki is a series of three kabuki dramas filmed for the big screen with some of its biggest stars. They're full of love, romance, and glory. The first film is the salacious-sounding Love Letters from the Pleasure Quarters. The second show is Princess Sakurahime Part 1, full of death, tragedy, lust, and a fair bit of supernatural LGBT content. And the third performance is Lion Dance Kagamijishi, a one-man, or should I say one-animal performance? Well, the films are all playing at the TIFF Lightbox on Sunday, February 23rd from 1 p.m. until the evening. The series is co-presented by the Japan Foundation and the Consulate General of Japan in Toronto and programmed by their program officer Toshi Aoyagi, known for his love of the arts from origami to performing art. This is a rare opportunity to see kabuki in a Toronto theater. And I'm very pleased to have here with me in person at CIUT, Toshi Aoyagi, to tell us more about kabuki in general and cinema kabuki in particular. Hi, Toshi. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So when did you first become interested in kabuki?
It was my age of 13. And I was actually belonging to a music appreciation club. So you know, some of the people had you know, presentation opportunity. We were actually forced to do you know, one segment of different kinds of music. And you know, well, some people got you know, Beethoven, some people got you know, folk songs, and you know, some people got even rock and roll around those things. And then they were supposed to be doing those you know, things. I got this Japanese traditional music.
You were assigned it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was forced to assign it. Huh. And then, you know, oh my God, you know, I just don't know much about it. But you know, I started it, and then I figured out so many of Japanese traditional music are coming from kabuki theater. And I thought, oh my God, what a monster this thing is. So rich in content. And then I started looking into it. And then I got an opportunity to convince my grandmother first and then mother to take me to kabuki theater live.
You know, and so that was lucky. Where was that?
That was in Tokyo. First, you know, grandma took me to National Theater, and then my mother took me to Kabukiza Theater.
In Ginza?
Yeah, that's right.
So when I was a teenager, that was the first time I saw kabuki in the Kabukiza in Ginza.
You did?
I walked in, and someone bought me a ticket, and I was near the back. But what also surprised me is people did come in and out. Because it was a very long all-day experience.
That's right.
And one thing that really shocked me at the time, because I'd never been before, was when members of the audience were shouting things.
Yes.
I said, oh, they're angry at them. They hate them. But what did they mean? What did they actually mean?
That's actually admiration to praise the actor it's acting. And, you know, they take another kind of purposely kind of pause between the lines, and then those actually professional shouters. Yeah, they're actually hired.
And really?
Yeah.
But they were spread out. They weren't all in one place. Yeah, they're spread
some
out
of them
the
were
audience.
Hired, and they're supposed to be shouting it in the right spot. You know, if you do the right, the wrong spot, then they were going to be like, you know.
It's like clapping between stanzas, movements in a in a symphony.
And the thing is, this let me just jump to the cinema kabuki thing, because cinema kabuki is presented in surrounded sound. And therefore, if you're sitting in the middle of the cinema, you can hear shouting from your back.
Oh, it's recorded in the film itself.
Yeah.
To give the real experience. Okay.
Yes.
I thought it was just at a live performance, but this is captured in the cinema.
The
as
whole thing of the cinema kabuki is trying to bring the actual feeling of being in theater for you. It's a bit different from just bringing in the stage product, you know, in front of you. And therefore, this surrounding thing works in terms of sound, and also it works in those high definition images that will amplify all those details. You know, in the live theater, you can't get it. But in cinema, you can get all those close up and information.
Oh yeah, I was sitting when I saw most of the times I've seen kabuki. I've been at the very back because it's cheaper seats. But you could still see everything that's going on and the faces as well, but not that degree of close up.
Canadian critic. A Canadian critic at the very beginning of the cinema kabuki in Toronto, that was 2009. He said, when I said, my eyes can be caught by embroidery, and sometimes I forget, the storyline for the moment.
Oh wow!
And then he said, oh yes, you can see every single stitch of embroidery.
Wow.
I thought it was a fabulous comment. And that tells a lot about cinema kabuki.
So I wonder, aside from cinema kabuki, could you give an explanation of what kabuki is for listeners who've never seen it before or maybe have never heard of it?
This is a Japanese traditional theater. And I don't like the people use the word ancient for this because it's only 400 years old.
It's relatively modern.
Yes, relatively modern thing, which means it doesn't belong to aristocracy. It much belongs to the populace, and it's a popular art. And remarkably, it is still commercial theater. It's paid off,
People buy tickets to see it. Yeah.
Yep. And they are filling up this Kabukiza theater, which has nearly 2,000 seats, and two parts of an afternoon and evening performance, almost like 25 days per month, every month of the year.
But what do people see on the stage? What are they watching?
It's a theater, but I would say which is very close to opera. The actors don't sing, but there are lots of live music components in it. There are song music always on behind it, and also a lot of stage effect kind of things created by relatively primitive instruments like wood stake just banging the floor that gives striking effect.
There's a very recognizable sound. It's interesting because kabuki started more or less the same time as Shakespeare was writing his
plays. That's
interesting,
a good point.
In early Shakespeare plays, the casts were all male.
Yep.
And kabuki has kept that tradition.
Oh, David, that's my selling point of my talk, which I give always as a big the introduction to kabuki theater.
Oh, really? So,
yeah,
so
it did happen together almost the same time with Shakespeare. That's true. And male actor thing is which performed probably Cleopatra and all those things. That's very true. And but in the Kabuki theater's case, it was actually government, you know, who prohibited women to go on stage.
I hear originally there were women, and then they banned them from the cast.
Because, you know, it was relating, you know, to prostitution. No.
So two of the shows you're doing, you have a very famous onnagata playing the role. Is it Tamasaburo?
That's right.
So I wonder if you could tell me about him and, for listeners, what an onnagata is.
So, you know, government prohibited men to go onto stage. Women go onto stage. Therefore, you know, they created this incredible skill for men to be actually first. Those were young boys, but prostitution happened again with those young boys. And then the government prohibited, you know, they have to be grown up to the men. So they had to do some kind of, you know, a jump or stylization or some kind of, you know, gimmick to transform the grown up men to all age of the women. And that has been developed together with elaborating the scenery and the storylines and the different scenes of different environment. All those things were developed. So,
an onnagata.
Onnagata is a performer. Male performer who specializing female roles
and exclusively, is, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes, you know, they switch the roles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
The play, you know, coming up, this, you know, Princess Sakurahime.
Yeah.
Tamasaburo appears as a young boy first.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. And I understand his co-star is also quite famous.
Now, we have to talk about them as a couple.
Okay.
These two. And it's amazing thing, you know, to see these two couples, you know, together. I mean, a couple, two actors together. It's just a fantastic thing. I'm going to talk about this, the couple, you know, in my second talk at the Japan Foundation. My recent experience was, they just appear on stage, and then whole theater is just, like a charmed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they put cheek to cheek so close to each other, not really touching, but then coming closer cheek to cheek. And then, goodness, that, whole, sensuality, just, feeling, theater. And it's not sickening or anything at all. It's just, so gorgeous.
They display true chemistry, the two actors?
That's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I hear it in some other places, oh, how is your chemistry between each other? And that kind of interviews and thing. It's just, those are nothing in comparison with this case. Yeah.
Interesting. And finally, what reason do you think a Canadian who's never experienced Kabuki before, why should they come and see Cinema Kabuki?
The thing is, as you were saying at the very beginning, it can be incomprehensible. People are afraid about it. This is actually contrary. As I described, the sensuality between those two actors, everything comes to the senses to, strikingly directly. That therefore, you can just, get there and receive it. And Cinema Kabuki is actually, very well created, to help you to just be, enjoy the cinema.
And Kabuki. Will you be giving talks before the films or in a separate event?
It's a separate event at the Japan Foundation, which is free.
Okay. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Toshi Aoyagi from the Japan Foundation about the upcoming screenings of Cinema Kabuki at the TIFF Lightbox on February 23rd. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.